Veteran author, podcaster, or online coach, building an engaging audience is key to your success. But how do you stay connected with readers? How do you stay connected with your audience, your listeners, your clients, without relying on social media algorithm? The answer? Email marketing with MailChimp. Today we're going to look at why you need to have a place where you capture leads, why email marketing is important, and how can you, my authors, my podcasters, my online coaches, how you can grow your brand, sell your courses or your books, and build trust. First of all, let's discuss what is MailChimp. MailChimp is an email marketing platform to collect leads and nurture your audience. So you know how sometimes you get those emails from person that you sign up with, and from time to time, if they have things to sell, they send it to you. If they have something upcoming event, they send it to you right to your email. That's what we're going to set up. Why email marketing is important? Without having an active audience, without having people readily, when your book is launched, you have people who are ready to purchase, and you'd have to wait until the algorithm pick up the purchase ad that you did, and then wonder how many persons this ad is going to bring in. If you start collecting leads, you can send the book straight to the persons who've already indicated that they're interested in what you're doing. So for example, once you have leads, and I'm talking in today's world, you have to get leads a very organic way, meaning you have to set up something where they are doing a lead magnet, where they have an event, or where you have some sort of giveaway. And the process is, I give you this ebook, give me your email address, and I'll send it right to your email. Therefore, they get the product right in the email. Why email marketing is important? It is important for direct communication. It increases engagement and definitely leads to sale in most cases. Be sure to subscribe, because there's gonna be a list of videos as I go into all of the nitty-gritty of MailChimp one step at a time. So in this one, this is just the introduction, and we're going to just create the account. And now I'm going to show you what an opt-in form looks like. I'm going over to my website, and I'm going to show you what an opt-in form looks like. Now, when I talk about MailChimp, in this case, I'm talking about MailChimp just because MailChimp allow you to start off with a free account that allow you to use it up to 500 subscribers, right? And that is for free, right? But the moment you pass the free option, then you have to pay. There are other platforms that you can use, but in this particular video, we are talking about MailChimp. I'm sharing what I use to collect leads. Now, at the bottom of my page, there is a contact. This is a contact form. Sign up, opt-in form. You opt-in, you said, I'm giving you my email address, and then you can message me. That's the way it's supposed to go. On the bottom of my blog page, let me see if it's on the author's page as well. On the author's page, at the bottom of the author's page, you give me your name, your email address, decide, tell me whether you're an author, podcaster, or online coach, and then, or other service that I offer. And let me show you where I do offer my service, just in case you're wondering what makes me somebody to talk about. Why am I talking about these things? So that you see, I talk to authors and podcasters. All this is where I offer my service, on Fiverr. Now there are lots more. There are 10 of them. 10 more, more than 10. About 12 services that I offer that you can make use of. But for those that cannot afford my service and want to learn to do it yourself, this video again is for you. Now, you want to go over to MailChimp. You want to put in MailChimp, MailChimp.com. So you want to sign up, follow the instructions, So I've managed to put in all of my information. When you have cleared all of that, we'll tell you if it's if the password is good enough, and then we're just gonna move on. Right? I don't want to be emailed. I just want to sign up, and then say sign up. Okay, so we're gonna go over and check our email, activate account. Okay, so I'm not going to consent to receiving automated or manual calls. I'm just gonna ignore this. You can choose if you want to, and then go next. Next section is going to ask for your street, so I'm just going to put in. This again is a fictitious account so that I can show you how to set up MailChimp. I do have an account already, and I'll get into that and show you as well. But this is to go through the step by step. So we're going to put Bull Street, making it up. That's the first line. I'm making it up. It's not for real. Do not try to use it. It doesn't exist. It's even funny. All right. City, central, sorting office. That's fine. That, and we're just gonna say next. Let me just screen capture. Just so I can remember the foolishness I put in over here. But you will put in your real information right here. If you have a business address, that's what you'll put in. If you do business from home, then you can put in a PO box. It says for to follow anti-spam laws, your email will appear in the footer of every email you send with MailChimp. If you don't have an official business address, you can click here to learn more. But in this case, for the interest of this video, we're just gonna move right along. We're gonna go next, right? And then it says, what best describe your organization? What is your business about? Are you the author? Are you the podcaster or the online coach? So we have e-commerce, we sell products online. We have professional service like marketing, design, law firm, consultancy, construction, even the construction is a physical store, a product sold in store, pop-up market or otherwise. Some of you could choose this because you have physical products that you're selling, like your books. Consumer service, restaurant, gym, salon, tourism, sports, events, automotive. You could, if that's if your business, if you just so happening to be watching this video and your business fall under here. Media content and software. It have SaaS apps, artistic content, etc. Some of you could come here. Civic or social service, nonprofit, government, and education. So for my authors and for the online coaches, we're going to say products sold in stores, pop-up market, and otherwise. So we're just gonna choose this. Right, and then we're gonna go to the next. We can skip, but I don't want to skip. I just want to take you through the process so that you know when you get there. What's your top goal for MailChimp? We'll get you started with personalized recommendation based on your focus. So you want to drive sales, revenue, and conversion. You want to send email. Send emails people find helpful or entertaining. The coaches could select this. The authors could select this. Grow your email list as a subscriber. The podcasters could really choose this. And in this case, believe you me, some of you are going to be all three in one. Because the podcaster is probably somebody that have a book that is telling somebody how to do something. So is podcasting is the author And then he might just have a course how to take them from one step to the next. So depending on your need, you're going to choose one of these. So we are going to say grow our email list, right? Because I work closely with persons, especially those that have their podcasts on YouTube. So we're just going to do this. We're going to select that. And then say, what are the most important feature for your business? Email template, advanced reporting, SMS marketing, automation. Automation is good. We'll get into what that is in later down. Forms and landing pages, optimized send time, AI generated content, contact segmentation, CRM, and A/B testing. So let's see if select all that applies. So we're going to say email template, advanced reporting, SMS automation, landing page, optimize and send email, AI generated content. Let's just choose it. Let's just choose all of them. A/B testing, because A/B testing is good. And then CRM is content, customer relationship management. So we're going to choose all of these. Customer relationship management, AI generated content, forms and landing pages, SMS marketing, email templates, advanced reporting, automation, optimized send time, contact segmentation, and A/B testing. We're going to choose all of these and just say, let's move on. We can say skip, but in this case, we're not going to do that. And then it says import your brand. We'll import some basic information such as your logo, your images, colors, and font to help you generate custom email designs. It's pretty sweet, eh? This is what this is saying. So let's just say, so we're just going to skip this section because I don't want to do that, so that I can get to show you. And then we are in. We're just going to confirm. If I say none of this apply, I don't see why news dealers are here. Bookstore, other miscellaneous store, retail, sporting, electronic, news dealers wouldn't match. I'm just going to say none of this apply. None of this apply. Let's just, when you're going through it, please take time to read everything. And but this is just to take you through what the interface is like and how you can maneuver. Select your contact range. No, please, we're working with a free plan. Do not choose any other one other than this, unless you're willing and ready to pay. Because if it's one contact over the 500, you can't go any further unless you put in your details, your card and your card information. So we're going to go next because we're going to ne go next. We're going to go next. Right? And then it takes us to here. Continue to free. Each of them have a dollar value. This one has zero. We're working with 1,000 emails sent per 1,000 email that you can send out per month, right? Users, you can only have, it's one seat, one seat. How many audience? One audience. That means you have one particular audience that you're speaking to. Customer support, only for 30 days. Personalized onboarding, all of these are out. You get creative assistant, and then you get reporting analytics. It does a little bit of analytics for you, reporting. Pre-built email templates, limited amount, and 300 integration, you get that, and then you get forms and landing page, you get that with the free plan. So you do get a lot with the free plan. If you have any questions, please jot them in the comment section below. I will get to them. We're just gonna say continue to the free plan. And remember to subscribe so that with the next section of this video, as we're getting into closer into how the MailChimp work, then you'll see those videos coming. But let's just get to that, preparing your account, and let's say personalize your setup, generating recommendations, and then sit here, welcoming me. We have the home screen. We have the campaigns. You can do, set up campaigns. Right now it has absolutely no campaigns, no list of persons. You have automation, you can set up automation. This is limited, but you can set up automation. Then you have the audience. This is where you see all the audience and the email address for the audience. So for right now, please remember to subscribe, write down your questions or put the questions in the comment section so that we can deal with these, deal with your question and provide enough answers so that you are, it's an easy breezy setup, right? We also, I also manage persons MailChimp account. I might have a graphic design, how you can design these things yourself in a course later on down. For right now, this is where we're ending this course. See you in the next one. Thanks for joining us.